You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Maddie J is on tour right now with Amaro and Nasea, with dates in Montreal at La Studio on March 5th and the Adelaide Hall in Toronto on March 6th, and then on to several other shows south of the border. CICK News had a chance to catch up with Maddie J to talk about her latest success, her new album, I Can Change Your Mind, and how it all began in the music hub of the North, Smithers. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Maddie J, and I am currently in Brooklyn, New York.
Great, Maddie. Thanks so much for being with us here on CICK News. Of course, as we just chatted about, you are on tour right now. You're in the midst, in the middle of a tour. Tell me a little about where you're at and what you're up to on this new tour.
Yeah, that is correct. I am currently on the road as the support act for a duo called Nasea and Amaro. And it's a short tour. It's like seven shows, and I'm just sort of hopping in their van and playing these rooms with them and getting to meet their audience and showing my music to them. And yeah, it's been really fun. I'm like just off the heels of another tour I was doing with a different artist. So just jumping straight in to another world and another camp, as we say. It's been fun.
So far, where has the tour taken you? Obviously, you're moving around quite a bit. You mentioned you're headed to Montreal soon. So tell me a little about where you've been and where are you headed?
Yeah, we started in D.C., Washington, D.C., and then we went to Boston, and then we played in New York the other night. So that's sort of the first leg, and then we have Montreal, Toronto, and then Chicago, and then later the next week, we're going to go to Miami as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, how's the response been? This is obviously not your first tour, but how's it been going, and where does it line up with some of the other tours you've been on, some of the other musical acts that you've partnered with?
Yeah, I think it's been going well. It's kind of hard to tell, honestly. Like, you can't really, it's hard to gauge like a number or like a yes or no, like, is this a successful tour or not? There's just a huge sort of like scale of how well something like this can go, and like what the actual payoff is in the end. You know, you show up and you do as best as you can, and you hope it connects with people, but there's no real like guarantee that like anything will come of it, or that it will, like, I guess like the amount of vinyls you sell could be like a measure of success perhaps. But I think I'm having a fun time being, it's a smaller tour than I am used to doing, because for my day job, I play bass for like very big pop artists. So for the last few years, I've been playing like really massive shows on stage and like getting a ton of feedback from the audience back, like people singing every single word. And now I'm in this situation where like people don't even know who I am. It's a very small room, and it's just like I'm kind of back at square one, and which is really exciting because it's my own and it feels very like rewarding when it's connecting, but it's a very different experience doing this versus like playing with a very established artist and sort of like getting to leech off of their fan base, cheering for me when I'm playing with them.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the next piece. What have you been up to in this last little while? Where are you calling home these days?
Yeah, I've been living in Los Angeles, California, specifically Pasadena. It's a city. But I have been working as a touring musician since about 2017, save for a little year and a half break for COVID there when nobody could play shows. I've just been on and off the road pretty much for like 8 years now. And I was touring with a pop artist called Lorde for a number of years, and now I'm playing with an artist named Remy Wolf, who's a good friend of mine, and that's sort of been my main gig while I'm not doing my own stuff. I'm out on the road with her, and we were just in New Zealand and Australia and Japan like earlier in February for a few weeks, and I'm just coming off of that now.
Wow. Well, Maddie, you've been doing this a while, but of course, you got your start in Smithers. So tell me about what was it like growing up here in Smithers, learning to play music, coming from a musical family, a musical community, and now finding yourself where you are in LA, recording, going on tour. Tell me a little about how did this all start?
Well, I think I always kind of joke that I was kind of bred for this life. I kind of feel there's a ton of through lines with like what I was doing as a kid in Smithers, and like from like age four onwards, I was like in the fiddle community, the VYF, as I'm sure many people will know of the VYF in Smithers. Value Fiddlers, and we would tour British Columbia like as children. We would all get in the van and like drive and play a bunch of shows. Like I had like the touring lifestyle kind of taught to me very young. And was just on stages like every summer at Midsummer Festival. Like I joined the like jazz band as soon as I could in school, and like just like any opportunity to be on a stage that was available, I was sort of taking. And luckily in Smithers, there was lots of those when I was growing up. So I think by the time I like headed out into the world, I was just already very comfortable in these sort of settings, and it felt very like second nature. And I like had so many great mentors too, sort of showing me like what a life as an adult musician could look like. There's so many like local like professionals in Smithers in like such a concentrated area. Like Alexis and like the like Richard Jenny, huge mentor for a lot of us growing up, and Leslie Jean McMillan, and just yeah, Oliver Shore, who used to come to Smithers and mentor us. Like a lot of people come to Smithers to teach from different places. So it wasn't even just the local people, but like the people that were drawn to Smithers, like were able to show us so much when we were growing up.
One other thing I'm curious about is, here you are kind of breaking out into the scene in the musical world, but the humble beginnings in Smithers. Why were you attracted to this? It's one thing to kind of be in the fiddlers group and kind of doing the thing locally, but what attracted you to kind of more or less follow your dream and to get where you're at now?
I think like I just continued to be really obsessed with music, right? Like it didn't fade as I got older. Like as I was getting into like later into high school, and a lot of people were like, oh, I think I maybe want to go to like UNBC. I want to like study. I want to, work in like forestry, or like these sort of ideas were starting to surface of like where we are headed, and I just like couldn't stop being obsessed with music. And I did a summer program at the college, Berklee College of Music, which I ended up attending for my undergrad and studying music. So I went and did a summer program when I was in grade 11 in the summer, and I was exposed to sort of like a bunch of other kids who are like just as obsessed with this stuff as me. And I think like I had a couple people in Smithers. Like I had Eli Larson was a very good friend of mine, and we were both like very passionate musicians. And he's, you know, he has a studio there in Smithers now and is like running stuff. But I think like when I went out to Boston and did the summer camp, I was like, I can just really see myself like thriving here in a way that I like in a way I never could have imagined. Just like saw my world open up for me and like all these opportunities. I just got really excited and like my dreams really grew from that experience. So I ended up setting my sights on going there for college.
Just the last thing for you, Maddie. There's, as I said, there's lots of musicians here, very similar to yourself, at a young age getting involved with the Fiddlers, music in general, and now, you're kind of on a much bigger stage, so to speak. What does it take, and what's your, I guess, your message to, younger musicians that kind of want to follow the sort of path that you have? What does it take to get there, and what's your message for someone who's up and coming and would like to get to this level?
I think that one of my big takeaways of like getting into these spaces now is sort of the realization that they were never, I think things can feel really, really far away. Like in this industry, like it seems like, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine ever like being on a stage that size or like playing with an artist like that. And like I would never like I'm not like as good as like I think like these you I think there's a belief that you have to be like the best in order to get anywhere. But I think the reality is that you just, if you just sort of commit yourself to like being in it for the long game, like there's so many opportunities and they're really not that far away. Like if you just surround yourself with other people who love music and like if you just love music very much and you keep putting yourself out there and you don't, you know, I've been like fired from gigs. I've been like passed on auditions like so many times I can't even count. And I just kept like showing up and sort of found the places where it made sense for me to be. And then those things started doing well and it kind of just happened very naturally. Like there wasn't really a big break or anything. It's just sort of like hang out with good people who will be good to you and try to be as like try to like put as much as you can into your craft. And I think it's just kind of available to anybody who really wants it and can do that.
Great, Maddie. Maybe just tell us where are you headed from now? Where do you go next?
On this tour, I'm headed to Montreal and we are playing 5th of March at Les Studios TD in Montreal. And yeah. Very excited for that show. I haven't played in Montreal in years and years, so.
Maddie, thanks so much for giving us the time, and good luck on the rest of the tour.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for talking.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.
Learn more about CICK? Visit us at smithersradio.com. Yeah, .com.